afternoon, Outliers.
How y'all doing today? Happy Tuesday to you. Happy April 2nd, year of our Lord 2024. Yeah, thanks for being patient with me yesterday. Had family in, had my kids home, and my little one was running a fever. So it was a whole thing. But either way, had an opportunity to communicate with you. And that's what I really love about this trading room is that this is a two-way street, right? I put on these trades and I get to do this with you. So I'm very, very, very grateful for the opportunity to work with you. Brian, good to see you. Sebastian, good afternoon. Donna, excuse me. Good afternoon to you. Watch Channel DE. Hey, thanks for watching the live stream this morning. So we got a couple of things we need to do today. I think today's going to be decently chill. But we do, of course, need to follow the plan like we do every single day. Right? Just show up, right? So, Jean-Louis, good to see you. I'm actually meeting with Jorn. You guys know Jorn. He's one of the people in our trading room. He's also an airline pilot. I'm meeting with Jorn immediately after this. So, Jorn, if you hear me, don't forget to meet immediately after this. So, let's go ahead, jump right into a couple things here. Someone had asked in the Discord, hey, is there some sort of correlation between the stocks that had worked and had not worked? And so I did a little bit of digging around today. And my biggest takeaway, which I thought would be, you know what, if something's under the 10 on the SPY, right? Imagine if the SPY is under its own 10-day moving average, maybe we don't take those trades, right? Just a thought. Ran some back tests this morning, and I found that to be inconclusive. Right now, we did have a few losers in this area right here. And I just really wanted to point that out specifically, right? The market was hella strong at this point. Market trend, where was that? March 19th was right around here before it popped up, right? Or I'm sorry, market breadth, I should say, not market trend. Either way, point being is that losers are unavoidable, right? What you can avoid is how big those losers are. And that's why I really stress position sizing. That's why no matter what, I'm always saying before you put a trade on, make sure you put on an appropriate amount of risk, right? By having position sizing correct, these should be nothing burgers to your portfolio when you lose, right? But when you win, they should grow, right? We should let them push as far as they can. So today, I know for a fact we're going to be taking some trades off. So let's take a look at it. Hey, Nathan, good to see you. Let's take a look at it, but I can't take a look at it without hitting our very official super fancy bumper. You have no idea like how much I laughed internally to that. Welcome to the Outlier Trading Room. This is how to trade in only 10 minutes a day and exactly how to take the guesswork out of trading. And Jorn is here. Good. I'll see you right after this. Now, when I say take the guesswork out of trading, that means we know what we're going to do, right? We know exactly what we're going to do, when we're going to do it, and why we're going to do it. Now, full disclosure, I am a partner with Outlier, and this is my style of trading using Outlier, but Outlier delivers you new opportunities every single day. So take a look here. We want to see the 10 over the 20, price over the 50 on the market trend. And we do have that, but boy, this market trend is looking weaker by the minute, right? Like I've been saying the past few days, right? We've been going sideways. I mean, a little bit up to sideways here. I don't know if we've reached a long-term top. I don't know if we've reached a short-term top. But let's just count the number of times the S&P 500, the SPY, has kissed its 20-day moving average and then popped back up, right? Now, that does not mean it's going to happen again. Not at all. But it is an interesting data point to me, right? So let's start. Let me remove all my annotations here. Let's start all the way down here when it curled back up in November, October, November last year, right? How many times has it touched the 20? Here's one, two, three, and four. Five. And today marks the sixth time. And you could probably throw in a few extras if you want to be really pedantic about it, maybe under the 10 period moving average, something like that. But this market's been super resilient, right? And don't go against this trend. Like I say, it's done this six times now. Could this be the seventh time where it just pops back up and keeps on going? Maybe, maybe. But that's why I would say trade with the trend, right? Don't fight this trend. I don't know when it's going to reverse. I don't know when it's going to come back down. But if it's moving one direction, by God, I'm gonna let that direction take me along with it. So that is trending higher. Now, I wanted to talk about those trades in particular, right? So Coop is a great example of why following the plan makes a ton of sense, right? We got into Coop on March 21st. We got immediately out of Coop the day after because it closed below the prior day low, right? And it came up and it's come back down, and now it's even worse, right? Now it's even worse from that point. HMC, Honda, right? We got into the trade as it was pushing up. We got immediately out of the trade because it closed below the prior day's low, and now it's continuing to get worse. Now we're at, what are we at? $36. You know, we've saved over a dollar right there. Let's go to ITT. I think this is the best example of why having a plan matters. Following that plan, right? We got into ITT. We got out of ITT on what date? Check my notes here. We got out of ITT on 327. So immediately following, right? I'm probably it was actually this date here, 328, because it closed below the half ATR, right? Just did its thing, closed under the half ATR. Look at this. It's $6 lower than it was originally, right? You're not going to win every trade, okay? But there's a couple things you can do. Number one, position size correctly. Number two, be incredibly defensive. Incredibly defensive. If a stock is not working out for you, there is zero reason to hold on to it. Now, you've also got those stories like Allstate, where you get out, turn around, and it just rockets up higher. That happens, right? I think I showed this post from Minervini last week. I don't know how fast I can dig that out. No, it's not handy. I showed a post from Minervini last week where he says, you know what? Sometimes that happens. It is literally part of the game. But you know what is not part of the game? Holding things as they burn you to death. Holding things like it's a match moving down, right? And you're watching it as it just slowly burns into your skin and sears you. You don't have to do that. This is not an all or nothing game. This is a take your small losses, move on. Take your small losses, move on. Take a nice winner and move on. That's part of the game. Even with the world's best AI stock trading assistant outlier, you can't win every trade. That's why position sizing is so important. All right, let's go through the next step, which is to take off. The next step is to A, reduce our risk. Number one, reduce our risk before we do anything else. So we're not hitting any stop out points today, I don't believe. Let's take a look. We'll start with STLD. Now, STLD looked really good, right? We tried to roll it up last week, if I remember correctly, but there wasn't liquidity. So I said, I'm not going to roll this. I think it was on this day. I'm not going to roll this. I'm just going to hold the original trade where it was, right? Sebastian mentioned earlier on in the day that it was below the prior day's low. That can totally be absolutely a intraday exit for you if it goes below the prior day's low. Not for me, just because that's only the only time I do a emergency midday exit is if it closes below. In fact, the only time I do an emergency exit is if it closes below my planned exit point at the end of the day after I've already made the decision, right? Let's say my planned exit point's $100.15. It goes from 120, which is where I saw it, and closed at 110, $100.10. The following day, I'll set an alert to close if it moves below the low of the previous day. That's the only time I do any intraday trading, and it's rare, right? So that can absolutely be a great exit point for you. So I just held on to it until right now because that's my plan. Took the guesswork out of the trading. Now, it is below the prior day's low. And I mentioned earlier in the Discord that it actually was at, if you look up here, look in this area up here, look for the heat map, says G26. See where it says G26 on the heat map, which coincidentally is exactly what I said, selling to strength at G26. Now, this isn't a loser. This is a nice winner. It's just not as much of a winner as it was yesterday. And who knows what's going to happen, right? I could have done the opposite. The objective is to follow your trading plan. And by coming every day, you get to follow mine. All right, so I'm going to get out of STLD for two reasons. A, it's closing below the prior day's low, and it's at my sell into strength point. So I'm going to go into my other screen, close position. We're closing the STLD. April 19th, 140 calls. $9 is midpoint right now. I want to see on the 5-minute chart, is it trending up or down? It's trending up. It's coming in an order block right here on the 5-minute chart, though. So here's what I want to do. I want to play with this a little bit. I want to put it at 9. I want to put it at 920 and just let it rest. See what happens. See if I can fill it at 920. If not, I'll work it back down at a little bit under 9 or so. But I'm going to start at 920. Let that work. Because like I say, it is trending a little higher. Who knows? Maybe we'll get filled. Filled yet? No. Okay. We're going to let that work for just a minute. We are definitely going to get out of STLD no matter what today. That is my plan. Let's go to GM. GM is currently below the prior day's low. We rolled up GM last week, if you remember, because it was above the half ATR or the one ATR point. Now we are sitting below the prior day's low. What does that 5-minute chart look like? It's trending down. I'm going to go ahead and get out of GM. It's not quite at my sell into strength point at G29 just yet, right? It's currently at G28. So probably tomorrow it would have been there. But as of right now, it's below the prior day's low. And on the 5-minute chart, like I said, trending down. So I'm going to take this off. Now, GM, if you recall, we rolled up the 41s to the 43.5s. So we already booked some profits on this trade. Now we're looking to close. So if we close it at 188, I don't know where we're actually going to close, but let's see where we close at 188. Should be about a 23% overall winner. So here's the math, right? We got in at 360. Okay. And then we took a, so imagine that's a negative 360. No, come on. Negative 360. Okay. Negative 360. No, I got, no, stop it. Let me start over. Negative 360. Okay. Plus the 222 we took in means that we only had 138 on, or 138 in risk on the trade. And now if we are able to close at 187, that'll show 49. So yeah. So a total 49 cent gain on the trade over 360. No, did that backwards. 49 divided by 360, which is not the number I was looking for. Oh yeah. It's more like 13%. Yeah. Sorry. My spreadsheet took a minute to update. So it's not the biggest winner ever, but it is a winner overall. So I'll take it where I can get it. And let me go ahead and close that. STLD, is it filled yet? No, still working. All right, closing GM. And so I want to mention all that because if you were to look outright at this one here, it's probably showing a loser from where we rolled it to. But you have to keep in mind that we already booked profits. So the total gain on the trade is 49 cents over 360. So it's about a 13.78% gain for me. Where can I get out? GM closing 43.5 call. It is 43. Yeah, 43.5 calls. I'm going to start at 187. Working. Okay. We'll go ahead and pop that one down. Okay. I'm out. Fill price. 185. Cool. All right. So we're out of GM. So 222 plus 185 gives us a total 12.95% gain on the trade. I'll take it. Let me come over here and update the Discord real quick. All right, so this is April 2nd. Close GM. 43.5 calls for 187, right? Isn't that what I said? Oh, 185. Yeah, 185. This is a total gain of 12.95% for me. Which grew my portfolio by really not a whole lot. 1.47%. Closed below prior day's low. Okay, the GM is off the board. Let's go back. Close GM. STLD, is this still trending higher? Should we still give it any more time or get on up out of here? No, it's still trending higher. Let's just let it work for a couple minutes. Am I filled yet? 895. No. 920 is what I'm working at on STLD. Let's just check back in. 905. Let's see. I don't know. I don't know if we'll get filled at 920, but I'm going to try. Let's go to Ori. Ori was the last one that we have on right now. And so we're not at the half ATR. Let's move this up to yesterday's low, which is 3066. Okay. So it's not at that point. Cylinder strength at G21. Ori on the behavioral heat map chart is at G20, G20. So while it's not there today, it could potentially be there tomorrow. We'll see where it's at. It's basically flat. It's 2 cents off where we got in. So we'll just see what happens. So let's take GM off the board real quick. That way I'm not looking at it again. So like I say, we're going to let STLD rest for a minute. See if we can get filled since it is drifting a little bit higher at that 920. Double check if I got filled yet. No. Okay. Now let's move on. So we've reduced our risk. The next step is to get the outlier signals for today. Now, a couple things to note. We have 40 on the bull list today versus 19 on the bear list. And I'm only looking at the bull list because the market is turning higher. And now the bull list is higher at 799 versus 746. So as you can see, the bull list is growing while the bear list is shrinking. I like that. Now, I've already filtered and I've already copied just for sake of time. And we have this list here. So only green uptrend overlays. I've already dropped it into the Trend Spider long list here. Now, if I run this, this is a scanner and it's going to look through here and it's going to identify price in the direction of the trend. There's no order blocks in the way and there's no earnings in the next 3 days. There's only two that pop up. VIRT and RJF. Raymond James Financial. I actually know some stuff about them. Either way. So that's the only two that show up on the list here. So this should be really quick. We're going to do the next step, which is to TrendSpider backtest. That's an ultra simple backtest. It's just above the 10 EMA, under the 10 EMA. Does that give me positive expectancy? Hit that run button. Let's find out. 43% on Raymond James. I actually have not tested this yet, so this is new. 33% on VIRT. What is this? Virtu Financial. Ooh, two financial stocks. Okay. All right, both of these have positive expectancy. Let's go to VIRT and what was that? RJF. Now, what we're going to do real quick is just see the outlier signals backtest, make sure they're positive expectancy. But VIRT, is that right? VIRT? I don't know why I'm struggling with this one. VIRT, yeah. Let's see. Is there any liquidity? There is liquidity. There's quite a lot of liquidity. Okay. Oh, outliers 115%. We're go time. Let's do this. Let's look at RJF real quick. Performance summary, positive expectancy here. We do have this can work right here, the 125. So that's 73 delta. I don't know why extrinsic shows blank. Let's go back to April. There it goes. There's extrinsic. So 114 over 5 is roughly 20%. Well, that just widened up real big, didn't it? Let's let that work for a minute. We'll go back to Vert first, VIRT. All right. Check it out. 77 delta, 21 cents over $1.35. It's 15%. Why am I looking at that? We have positive back tests here, but I need liquidity. So usually around 21 days to expiration. April 19th is at 17 days versus 45 days on May 17th. So this one's a little bit closer. 250 plus open interest, less than 50 cent bid ask spread, and 20% or so extrinsic value. So the 77 delta here looks really sharp. That's 15 cents wide. Lots of liquidity. Extrinsic value was on point. So be sure, especially, I mentioned this last week on Ori, be sure, especially on those, to get the right position size, right? Because, yeah, at $135 a contract, you can buy a buttload of these. But should you? Right? Should you? I don't know. That's why I give you this scanner, which does the math for you. Here's the math. Or you can just click a link inside the Discord. I got this how to trade in here. And you can go up to this one that says Outlier Scanner, right? And then that'll show you a position size, right? So if you're 40,000, let's say you're 400,000, it just does the math for you. It just makes life really, really, really easy. So let's just put it at that for now. Whatever you got, fill that in. Or if you want to do it the hard way, do the math on this way. Either way, let's go to here. Not there. Let's go to here. Vert 20 calls in April. I'm going to go on my business account. Hey, yeah. Hang on real quick. STLD was filled at 920. What is up? That was a good fill. That was a really, really good fill. Let's deviate just for a second. STLD, 5-minute chart. Yeah, buddy. What's up? STLD got a good fill at 920. Yeah. So the only thing I have on the board is Ori. STLD. We're gonna navigate back over to STLD, talk about that closing trade, and then come back to this at 920. That was a good fill. So STLD closed it April 2nd. We also closed GM today already. STLD's return. Oh, not bad. 20. No. One. No. Where's it at? Hang on. Return on capital. Yeah. 25.94% on STLD. I'll take it. Oh, hey, Nathan, what's up? Wait a minute. There's two Nathans here. STLD, out of STLD at 920. STLD. Yeah, sweet. I'm glad I let that sit for a minute. STLD, 140 calls, got out at 920. Let me drop it in the Discord real quick. Where's STLD? So what I like to do for full transparency is to reply to the message where I put it on. That way I can always keep track. How much was it when I got it? Okay. And then I'm really lazy, so I like to copy things. Close STLD. That was a 120 calls, right? 140 calls. And I got a 920. That's what it was. Which was a solid gain. 25.94%. And that boosted my portfolio 1.55%. And reason being was it hit my sell. Of G26, right? Yeah, G26. Done. Okay, cool. So we just got some capital. Yorn's out at 920, out of 186 on GM. Cool. All right, Ori stays on. We're looking to add Vert. Let's go back to that. Shifting gears again. Vert, April 19th, 20 calls. 135 is the midpoint right now. So I'm going to my business account on my other screen. April 19th. April 19th, 20 calls on Vert. Get my position size. Okay. See if I can fill the 130. I'm just going to drop it at 130. Filled at 130. I don't like instant fills. Instant fills make me nervous. Why do you get filled instantly? But is what it is. Okay. So I'm filled. I'm in Vert, V-I-R-T, April 19th, 20 calls at 130. That was my fill price. 40 cents a minute ago. Was it? It's 10 cents right now, Yorn. Are you looking at April 19th, 20 calls? It's super liquid. It's 5 cents now. Either way, all is good. Let me add this for trade number one for the day. Yorn is typing. Four. Brian's in at the same fill price. 419. Yeah. Oh, he says it went wide really fast. Yeah, sometimes that happens when they're adjusting. I mean, you see it all the time. And then it tightens back up. As you can see, now it's 10 cents wide. So I'm not really worried about that one, especially with 1,000 open interest. Extrinsic's really good. 5 cents wide right now, so I think it's going to be okay. It doesn't mean it's going to be a guaranteed winner. You cannot ever assume that. 20 calls. And I got in for $1.30. Wintrick currently at 21.07. Okay. Now, I am a snob, and I only buy stocks that are above $20. So that one almost was not on my radar. Okay, let's move back and check out Raymond James. RJF. Like we mentioned a minute ago, this one was showing some width over in the strikes. And I was like, oh, let's hang out just a minute, see what happens. I was looking at the 71 delta here. It's because it's got more liquidity than this one. $1.70 on $5 is 34%. That's a bit much. But this is $2.50 wide, 30 cents wide, 123 on 490. 490. Oh, maybe I did the math wrong. 123 over 490 is 25%. That I can live with. 30 cents wide on $125 stock. That seems okay. All right, checking it out. So Raymond James, 125 calls, April 19th. 425 is midpoint. Oh, wow, that did spread. That did go wide for a second, didn't it? That was 460 to 490, and then it dropped down to like 360 in the span of a second. Okay, let's play that game. Let's play that game. RJF. Let's play that game just for fun. Let's drop it at 440. See if we get filled. I mean, you don't have to do this. This is what I'm thinking here. Clear the trade. Okay, buying it at 440. Just for fun. 30 cents wide now. RJF. 125. I'm going to see if I can get it at 460. Working. Probably not going to get filled. Let's just check the 5-minute chart on RJF. Is it going up or down? Was going up. Oh, that's why the spread got really wide. It sold off like 35 cents. But that's why the spread widened for a second. Maybe I can get a good fill on it. Brian says, oh, Brian, I had that issue. So you have to, this was so weird. Remember last week when I got, maybe it was 2 weeks ago, when I got really frustrated Because there were two names I couldn't trade. I forget what they were. You have to call into Tastyworks, like literally pick up the phone and call and say, I want to trade RJF. Talk to the trade desk, not the technical support. The trade desk has like a list of stocks that if you come across this, all they need is verbal confirmation. Yeah, I want to trade this. And then you will have access to that from now on. Yeah, that's exactly where what happened to me 2 weeks ago, Brian. RJF is still working at 460. All right, let's try 470. Working 470. In the interest of time, let's try a 480. Okay, I am filled. Fill price is, I think it looked like 480. Fill price is 480. Well, not bad. Not bad. Okay. RJF, April 19th. Fill price for me when I got in just a minute ago, 125 at 480. 125 calls at $4.80. Drop it in the Discord. ITT is the same way. I don't know why. They told me on the phone, Brian. This is so weird. They're like, yeah, there's some scammers that like to trade these stocks. Like, legit, I have no idea what they're talking about at all. Where do you even get that idea from? Scammers trading stocks? Like, don't we just trade stocks on the open market like every other person in the world? I don't know. Either way. So they were like, yeah, I mean, all we need is verbal confirmation that you want to do that, and then you're in. So that's all I needed, and that was it. All right, let's fill this in for RJF. That was the April 19th, 125 calls. For 480, that's where I got in. It's currently trading at 128.70. Okay, cool. So, let's do this. I'm out of STLD. Need to add RJF and Vert to my main list. So that's going to do it. I'll need to mark up these charts. I'm going to meet with Jorn here in just a minute. And then we should be good to go. Jorn, give me 4 minutes. And I'll meet you on that link. Brian says he will take care of it. Cool. All right. You guys have a fantastic day. See you right back here tomorrow. And Jorn, I'll see you in just a second. Talk soon.